Since the National Health Care Reform Bill was signed into law by President Obama just 1 year ago this week, it has already helped more than 6 million Californians. That's according to an analysis by Families USA, a national health care consumers lobbying group. Ron Pollack, their executive director, ticks off the beneficiary numbers.
You have almost 505,000 young adults who are uninsured, who now can stay on their parents' insurance plan. There are almost 309,000 seniors and people with disabilities who are in the Medicare program who have experienced this big gap in coverage called the donut hole, who have already gotten relief with a check in 2010 and are likely to get even more relief this year. You've got almost 4.7 million Medicare beneficiaries who are now eligible for free preventive care services. You've got over 576,000 children who have pre-existing conditions who no longer can be denied coverage by an insurance company.
Also, nearly 500,000 California small businesses got tax credits to offset health insurance costs last year, with more coming in 2012. The Affordable Care Act also includes funds for state insurance commissioners to review proposed rate increases, which has already been used in California to question the huge hikes sought by Anthem Blue Cross. And Pollack notes there are other less direct benefits that are also already at work across the Golden State.
Community health centers have received significant new money. They had been expected to serve about 18 million people this year. With the new money, they'll be able to serve 29 million people. Insurance companies can no longer rescind your coverage when you get sick. There no longer are lifetime limits on your insurance benefits.
Another lesser-known provision of the health care reform bill requires strict accounting for how health insurance premium funds are actually spent.
What portion of your premium dollar actually gets spent on health care, as opposed to marketing and advertising, administration, and profits of the company? At least 80 cents of the dollar must now be spent on your health care. If you're in a large plan, at least 85 cents out of a dollar. So this is going to make your premium dollar go further. It'll be far more efficient.
News of these and other details of the new law tend to get overshadowed by the politicized challenges to what opponents have called Obamacare. Pollack predicts those fights will ultimately have little effect on the bill overall.
A series of court cases are challenging the individual responsibility provision that requires people who can afford to purchase coverage. They need to get that. That goes into effect in January 2014. And, of course, there have been some efforts in Congress to repeal all or portions of the statute, but that does not look like that's going to happen.
The Affordable Health Care Act benefits, detailed by Families USA, have their broadest effect in California due to the highest population concentration here, followed by Texas and Florida. The wider effects of the new law are scheduled to take effect in 2014. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.